Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Brian Park. You can hear us when you lick certain varieties of South American toad. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, it's New Music Tuesday. We've got everything from Clay Aiken to Neil Diamond.
Is that really a big
It's a strange
spectrum?
Range, actually, to identify, okay. Isn't it? Andy Langer gets us schooled in today's new releases. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. More than 22,000 died in the weekend's powerful cyclone in Myanmar. More than 41,000 more still missing in the Asian nation previously known as Burma. Those numbers could go even higher. The BBC's Andrew Harding has more.
Rescue workers are still struggling to reach the areas hit hardest by the cyclone in the vast floodplains of the Irrawaddy Delta. Andrew Kirkwood, who runs Save the Children's operations inside Burma, described the challenges now facing the aid operation.
The logistics involved are quite mind-boggling. There's going to be a need for significant amounts of trucks and boats, and it appears that many of the boats that we will need have been destroyed. We're looking at the scale of the tsunami here.
Burma's reclusive military rulers have made a rare appeal for outside help. India and Thailand are already sending supplies, but hundreds of thousands of people are in need.
The BBC's Andrew Harding reporting. Here in the U.S., President Bush honors a Burmese dissident. The president will sign a bill today to give the Congressional Gold Medal to democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi. It's the highest civilian honor Congress gives. This will likely stoke tensions between the U.S. and Myanmar's military government. It comes just after President Bush froze assets of state-owned companies there. As for Suu Kyi, she's under house arrest in Myanmar. More bad news from the housing market. A new study finds home values are down 7.7% from a year ago. It's especially tough for those who bought a couple years ago when the market was hottest.
People who purchased during the year of 2006 across the country now owe more than their home is worth. Half of them do, 52% of them do. And it's pretty staggering when you look at it that way.
That's a spokesman for Zillow.com. They did the study. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is worried about housing prices, too. In a speech, he said Congress should do more about the crisis. He wants the Federal Mortgage Insurance Agency to have more flexibility to help those in danger of losing their homes. 1.5 million homes went into foreclosure last year. That's up more than 50% over 2006. Bernanke says foreclosures are on track to be even higher this year. And a young Packers fan is finally changing his shirt. The 12-year-old wore a Brett Favre jersey for 4 years. He took it off on his birthday. He's still a fan, but he's just a bit taller now, and the jersey doesn't fit so well anymore. The Packers quarterback's number 4 will be retired in a game next season. The jersey-loving kid has a ticket, and he'll be there. By the way, the boy's mom says she did wash it from time to time. So you may remember the world-class violinist who left his $4 million instrument in a taxi. The cabbie was honest. He gave it back, and now the musician is giving back to Hacks. He'll play a private performance at the taxi waiting area at Newark's airport. He also gave choice Carnegie Hall tickets to the driver and his family. We'll go from violin to New Music Tuesday, a conversation about new releases in just a second. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.